should we let him withdraw it? Is there any objection to that?
No objection.
What's that?
No objection.
No.
Any one person who objected to it?
No.
No objection. Nobody.
No objection. Okay. So Rob's amendment is withdrawn, and then we go to Dave's motion amendment that has been seconded by Lydia Berzon. Is there any objection to that?
I have a. I'd like to amend. I'm sorry. Dave's motion is just a substitute for the original motion that Lonnie had explained, and it's someone that actually put forward. Dave's motion is an amendment to Rob's motion.
No, Dave's amendment. It would not have any impact on his amendment.
I have an amendment to the original motion.
Okay.
And the amendment is that a third signature for this specific account, and a third signature would be the chair of the foundation, and that any movement will be limited, and for any movement of cash in this account, it requires two signatures, which would include the chair of the foundation.
Point of personal privilege.
I would rule that out of order. The reason for that is that the three signatures now we're talking about, one is the treasurer, one is the CFO, and the other is chair of the board.
No, I'm not talking about that. There are only two. The original motion has only two signatures, the CFO and the interim general manager. My amendment to that motion is to say that the amount of any cash movement for any two signatures would be limited to $2,000, and for any movement of cash in that account above $2,000, it would require a third. I would always require the signature of the chair of the foundation.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move
and order.
Just one second. Go ahead, Dave.
I don't think the structure of the resolution that they have allows that kind of specification. And again, there are two issues. One is the writing of checks, and the other is binding the corporation, contracts, orders, et cetera. And I'm not clear which one you want. Do you want the chair to have check writing?
No, we're talking about one specific account. This account with the Bank of New York.
That's not correct.
The only resolution that's before us is the Bank of New York.
The Bank of New York resolution applies to all accounts we have with the Bank of New York.
Well, again, any movement of funds above would require two signatures, and any movement of funds above, we can say another level. $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 would require the signature of the chair of the board of Pacifica Foundation. It's just to put in those signature authority levels, which I alluded to earlier. And that's what gets you the ability to sign off. It's like each person can sign off on some amount. You give that person, they can sign off, because you don't want to hamper a person from doing business. Well, so you can put that level at $5,000, and then at $10,000, it would require two. Then anything above, I don't know, whatever level that Lonnie knows that the levels.
Point of clarification.
Levon.
Point of order.
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yeah, just
a point of order.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Point of clarification.
Sure.
What I'm hearing Levon suggest is on that restricted account. For the capital campaign, which the donor had given us the money for, that could require a third signature, and we could simply have a signature card for that account that requires three signatures. And I think the chair of the board, that would be fine. I would have no objection.
Exactly.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Dave.
Not open for debate until there's a second.
I understand. Levon, so could you restate your motion amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay, the amendment is that for this specific motion, we're talking about the Bank of New York, that for any movement of cash above I don't know, $5,000, that it would require two signatures, and any movement of cash above $40,000 would require the signature of the chair of the foundation.
Mr. Chair, I object.
Just a second. What?
We're at time.
Okay. Any second to that?
Yes.
No.
Second.
There's
Mr.
Second.
Chair, I object.
We don't have time, so we have to go to immediate vote.
Well, I hope the chair is prepared to repeat the motion, which has changed twice since I've been listening to this.
Sorry, I had to read
the amendment here.
Sorry.
Amendment by Lavarne here, the latest one. It will be seconded by Ambrose. So I'll take a vote on that, immediate vote.
Okay. Which is above any movement of cash. Oh, I'm sorry. Any movement of cash above 5,000 requires...
Well, 5,000 and 40,000, right?
And 40,000 would always require the chair of the foundation.
Could you be kind enough to send that amendment to Teresa?
Sure. Let me write it out.
Mr. Chair, I object, and I'll tell you why. I bet you if we ask each person around this table to repeat the motion which we're now voting on, nobody would come up with the same thing. We can't see it. It's been repeated several times different ways. And what I think we need to know one thing. Is that we are discussing this because it's supposed to be an urgent action item. Now, is it or is it not an urgent action item? If it's really urgent, then we ought to do just what needs to be done to get this done.
And Madam Secretary,
send the rest to the Finance Committee.
That's fine. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Just a second. Lonnie?
Yes.
It's you consider it urgent, right?
Yeah, it is urgent.
That's what I want to know.
And there is urgent. We have to be done by the 31st in order to honor the wishes of the donor.
Okay, that's fine. So we have amendment here that to encumber of transfer of funds from this particular in this particular account, right? Lamar, could you repeat that again?
The initial one is that the initial motion. I'm trying to find it here. Lonnie, do you have a copy of it?
No, but you know, there's a problem with it in a way. Lavon, could I just point out one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I was trying to clarify whether we're talking about this one donor account that's restricted.
That's what I thought we were talking about, but then Dave said there were all these other accounts. No, I was talking about this one specific account.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, too. It makes perfect sense, and that restricted account to have three signatures for moving money around. No problem. But I don't think it should be applied to all the accounts.
Let her make her motion now.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, Lonnie clarified it because that's specifically what I was talking about, the one motion about this specific account at the Bank of New York. And
yes.
As far as all the other accounts, that does require that we get the signature authorization levels that we have talked about, and we had to some extent then it needs to be applied throughout the foundation.
Okay. Lamar, let's go.
Point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Lonnie, my understanding is that this resolution that we're authorizing applies to all accounts we have with the Bank of New York, which includes accounts other than just this donor account. For example, the authorization of signatures authorizes any of those persons to withdraw funds from any Bank of New York account, and that a second portion of it that deals with the right to bind the corporation applies to any account we have with the Bank of New York. Is that correct or not?
Well, if you look at that, if you look at behind the motion, there are four different accounts which require those signatures. Now, on the ones we're talking about, the two signature system would work, but there is a fourth account.
I'm asking specifically if the document we're going to apply that's on the form of the Bank of New York is a form that applies to all accounts with the Bank of New York, yes or no?
And the answer is that if you put three signatures on the fourth account, that will be the rule that the bank follows. And the rule on the other three would be as you read in that resolution. When you fill out the signature cards, you add three signatures, the bank will not allow access for two signatures. And so
failing specification of one of the accounts, if we didn't specify sub-accounts when we approved this motion, then anything we approved would apply to all accounts.
Yeah, and what's being suggested is we make an exception for that capital account, which would we would then, by our action, require three signatures by amendment, which is what LaVarne is proposing.
Okay, thank you.
So just for the capital account then, LaVarne's amendment is the $5,000 limit.
Oh,
and
now this is where Teresa's confused, because now we go back to my original motion, which only applied to the capital account, that any movement of cash in the account up to $2,000 will require two signatures. Anything above $2,000 will require the third signature. The third signature is the chair of the foundation.
Is that your amendment?
Yes.
And you...
Okay.
I hate to ask. Can you repeat it one more time?
I don't have the original motion here. I just have a structure
okay,
of
well,
it.
The original motion, which I actually was not given... The way it was written by Dave is the approval. Okay, and the way I reinterpret it, Don White moved the approval of the board resolution required by the Bank of New York, requiring, and in parentheses, the Bank of New York requires that a board resolution be passed accepting the funds of $20,000 of $100,000 for a capital fund account for WBAI. That's the original motion, correct?
That's the structure that I have. I'm not sure if it's how it was initially read, but that's the structure of the motion.
Now, is
point
that...
of order?
A second here. Go ahead, Dave.
My understanding is that the motion is that we approve the document from the corporate resolution in the document that was sent around from Long circulated to the board, and that's
right.
What we're approving,
that's
that
right.
Document.
That's right. That's exactly right. So the amendment, Dave had amendment, and then LaVarne has an amendment.
Actually, and point of order?
Yes.
There was an earlier amendment that was made, I think, by Ambrose at Lonnie's request, which altered the signatories that were in that document that I sent around, striking Jose Santiago.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. So that's behind us. So we all agree to that, right?
So, I don't believe we ever formally adopted that.
Well, let's go. Let's start here one at a time. So LaVarne's amendment to have for this particular capital account that we established with New York Bank, that any transfer of money up to $2,000 requires only two signatures. Above $2,000, it will require three signatures, and one of the signatures would be that of the Pacifica chair. Is that correct, LaVarne?
Yes.
Okay. Is that clear, Teresa? Teresa?
Okay, above 2,000, any movement of cash up to 2,000 require two signatures. Above 2,000 require three. And what was the last?
One of the
third would be the chair of the PNB.
Chair of the board, PNB.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Point of information.
Do I agree to that? The one?
Point of information.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
I've only heard informal statements referring to this account. How are we specifying the account the amendment is supposed to apply to? How is that being defined?
Lonnie, you want to call it specifically the capital account that you have?
Capital fund account for WBAI.
Capital fund account for WBAI.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. LaVarne Williams moved that for the WBAI capital fund account, any movement of cash up to $2,000 will require two signatures, and above $2,000 will require three, one of which is the PNB chair.
That's exactly right. Okay. Let's go to immediate vote.
Okay. Just a point of information before I vote. This only affects the capital account, though, right?
That's what he said.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Teresa.
All right. Perhaps there are no objections, Mr. Chair.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, no objection to the amendment. Okay, now we have the amended motion.
Now we go to David Adelson's amendment to authorize corporate resolution through February 1 of 2007.
That's right. Okay. Any objections to that?
I'm sorry, what is the amendment?
Point of information.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, how about,
wait a minute.
You know,
this is a contradiction.
February 3rd, at these banks, totally.
You're breaking up.
Excuse me, let me ask a question, Dave. Dave, your amendment, how would that affect the one amendment we just passed?
My amendment was intended to apply to anything we passed tonight because the purpose was to have it reviewed not in this kind of forum, but by the Finance Committee in a global deliberative manner.
So your amendment would actually up to, well, it would nullify this one here.
No, it would apply. The intent was that whatever we authorize tonight is in effect until February 1st.
Okay.
And that will require the board to consider a Finance Committee recommendation on this question at
okay,
the January
that's
board
meeting. Okay. So the amended motion then is just LaVon's main motion with amendment by LaVon Williams. And then Dave is saying that let's make this applicable up to
February 1st.
February 1st. Okay. So let's go to that Dave's amendment. We just have to go to vote. We're just out of time. Go ahead, Teresa, take a vote.
Are there any objections, Mr. Chair?
Any objections to Dave's?
This is LaVon. I don't really understand the why this would even be attached to the motion, where as the foundation needs is an overall policy for the foundation on signature authorizations, which I thought we had a template on this, but Liney says it's not being applied evenly.
It's only for a specific
throughout the foundations. Right. Well, it seems like it shouldn't be attached to this motion, that this should be a separate motion on signature authority.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Teresa, take a vote.
Is there still an objection, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, it's not clear,
and
what we're asking for is
right.
Not
in order.
Is separate.
Go ahead, Teresa,
right.
Take a vote.
So this is.
No, you know, if no one else objects, just say that I abstain on it.
No.
I mean, I'm just asking if there's anyone, if no one else objects, I'll just abstain on it.
No, just.
I will abstain also.
Okay, anybody else?
I will abstain.
Well, go ahead and take a vote. Anybody against it?
Well, Don White here.
Okay, Don, go ahead.
Okay, you know, as a member of this board, when I hear the treasurer of the board and chair...
Point of order.
I'm sorry?
Point of order. Time has long since elapsed. There's no. This is not a time for debate. It's either
right.
A vote or, you know, without objection, or it's a vote. That's
thank
it.
You. Point well taken. Go ahead, Teresa.
Is there an objection, Mr. Chair?
Teresa, just go ahead and take a vote, because somebody said...
There's been no objection.
Is there no objection?
People would like to abstain on it.
Just abstain, no objection.
Okay, no objection, then it carries. So it's...
I'd also like to know how many people are present on this
motion
call.
Motion is amended.
Mr. Chair.
I'd like to know if we still have a quorum.
Okay, Secretary, would you take a roll call, see how many people are present here? Teresa?
Adelson?
Here.
Alan is here. Berg?
Here.
Alan is here.
Bethune? Bethune's not here. Brazan? Lydia?
Here.
Thank you. AC Bird? Not here. Lisa Davis is not here. Patty Heffley?
Here.
Thank you. Phil?
Here.
Ray?
Here.
Ambrose?
Here.
Letterer?
Here.
Alan Minsky is not here. Rosalinda?
Here.
Sarve?
Here.
Rip? It's gone. Rob? Rob? Rob Robinson is not here. Deb?
Here.
Serena? It's gone. Don?
Here.
Lavarne?
I'm present.
And Nathan is not here. So we have pretty many people here.
Okay, good.
We have 15. Okay.
Okay.
Mr.
So
Chair, point
motion,
of... I'm sorry.
Just go ahead and take the roll call. No objection to the amended motion.
Mr. Chair, point of clarification or whatever. There were several people who wanted to be recorded as having abstained, and therefore they should be recorded that way.
I will record those three people as abstaining.
Was I one of them? I had abstained.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don White abstains.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else who abstained? Make sure you reflect on the record, Teresa. Thank you.
Move to recess.
Okay.
We adjourn.
Recess.
That's even better.
Okay, so the
people are aware that
so the amended motion
for WBAI will
amended motion,
if we do that.
We
yeah,
have.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Do it.
So the amended
motion
was passed. Okay, so we go to the next item.
Take the motion.
Okay, I sent you guys a copy of the motions that we have on the Finance Committee and the I was so busy doing the other thing and the budgets that we need approval on tonight because David set it up for the 28th and I believe those
BAI is the only one,
BAI,
right?
BAI, right. Those are the ones that I sent you.
I move adoption of the BAI resolution.
Thank you.
Second.
Second.
All right.
You're right. You're right.
All right. Any discussion on it?
You guys have all gotten copies of that, so you know you should be familiar with it. And Dave sent out the call for unanimous consent.
Okay. Could you please, Lavarne, could you state that?
Okay, I will. The motion for WBAI is that the revised WBAI budget be adopted subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and National Finance Committee with a report to the NFC on progress on the recovery plan due by March the 15th, 2007 from the executive director who will get input from the CFO and the IGM.
Any discussion on that?
I would like to say to Lavarne, I'm looking at the budget approvals in motion, and I'm not seeing anything with the wording that you just read.
Yeah, I'll add it on the ED. I just added that because there was a question about that here. I'm going to send it out again.
Okay.
I'll just copy it and I'll add that
send that to me the way you want it. Okay.
I'll
the way you just
back.
Read it.
Okay.
Just a second. Lavarne?
Yeah.
Is this this what it says here? Recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget subject to monthly monitoring by ED, CFO, and NFC with a report to the NFC on progress on recovery plan due by March 15th.
And
2007.
Okay, but we want to add, and the report will be generated by the executive, the report is from the executive director.
Mm-hmm. That was not.
That's who we're directing to give us the report. Is the ED?
Okay. All right. So if you could send that to.
I'll send it here. I'll just send it right.
You.
I'll send it out again with that. What
okay.
I just sent to you.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion?
I thought it was already adopted and approved.
When?
Yeah, it's already been adopted and approved.
No.
We did not get unanimous consent.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. So, any discussion on this? Any objection to this motion? No motion.
This is the BAI one?
The BAI one.
I'm going to vote no on that, this is the one that the Finance Committee passed?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll vote no, but, you know, I'm not going to stop anything, obviously.
Okay, so we just could we take anyone else beside Patty who says no to this motion?
Well, it's a little frustrating for me because I can't see it, and I'm looking through what's sent, but I will not.
Number
object.
Three, it's okay. on the one that I just sent out with the budget approvals in motion.
Yes.
It's number three.
Yeah, it's
number. Okay. It's number three, and I'm going to add the from the executive director on that. That's the only thing I'm going to add to it. I'll highlight from. Did you get the other? I sent it about an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
Are you sending it to me directly?
And specifically to Teresa Allen.
Well, send
no, I do
send
not
it
have
to the whole
yet.
Board.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going
to.
Did everyone else get it?
Send
I'm
it
sending
to the
it.
Board.
Okay, I'm going
to
send it to the whole board. Everything.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm sending it. I'm hitting the little button.
Thank you very much. Okay.
There you go.
So,
did you get? I got it. It just beeped. It just
okay,
hit my mail.
That's fine, Lavon.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Okay, so if there's no objection.
On your personal privilege.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to express my absolute amazement at the stamina of our East Coast directors. I'm exhausted and cross-eyed, and it's the hours earlier.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Move adjourn.
Can we adjourn here?
We got a point of privilege.
Oh.
We got a note from Dan Siegel. I guess all of you guys did. Okay.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Okay.
Move adjourn.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Motion to adjourn.
What is
you know, second or whatever, yes.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information.
What
are
is
we,
it? Go ahead.
I know we postponed something of the personnel committee to the public portion of the business. Are we able to conduct our evaluation without addressing that right now?
I thought we already took care of it in the first started.
Did we?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Are you talking?
All right. So, a motion to adjourn and seconded?
Yes.
Okay. So, who seconded that?
I did, Lavon.
I did.
All right, thank you. Any objection to adjourning? The meeting is adjourned.
Good morning,
well.
Folks.
Very much,
good
and
night.
Have a nice sleep.
Lavon?
Yes, I'm
LeVar.
Here.
Right.
I am.